Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Are you confused about streaming services? I think we all are. Matt Rausch of TV Guide Magazine is joining us right now. And so there's CBS All Access. There's Paramount Plus that's launching. Is this the same thing or what's going on?
Yes. You may have seen a lot of ads for Paramount Plus, which looks like a new streaming service. But what it really is, it's a rebranding of CBS All Access, which most people who have it are probably Star Trek fans because that's where the new Star Trek series went to. And they have, you know, done other stuff, but they're among the sort of the mid-range streaming services. They've been, you know, nowhere near the reach of Netflix or even Disney Plus. But they're hoping by renaming themselves Paramount Plus and leveraging all of the Viacom CBS brands that they will make the tent a lot bigger and do a lot better. As they launch on Thursday, a rebrand on Thursday, if you're already a member of CBS All Access, it'll just automatically transfer to the new service. You'll see new shows reflecting all the different brands like MTV. There's going to be a reunion of the original first season Real World cast. That's kind of interesting. Also, they're planning a Beavis and Butthead movie for the kids. Nickelodeon Hub is going to have a new SpongeBob film and a prequel to SpongeBob, so that'll be fun. Comedy Central is planning some Amy Schumer specials. CBS News even has a new version of 60 Minutes Plus that was planned for Quibi, that short-lived watch TV on your phone thing. So that's now moving over to Paramount Plus. And they're all going to leverage all these titles from Paramount's past, both TV and movies. Kelsey Grammer has already committed to doing a reboot of Frasier. I don't know if they're going to get David Hyde Pierce back, but you know, that was a great show. And they're also going to be generating series based on great movie titles like Love Story and Grease and Flashdance and many, many more in the pipeline. So they're hoping that this will catch on in a way that maybe CBS All Access didn't.
A lot of shows that were on hiatus during the pandemic have already been back, but it seems like New Amsterdam, we haven't seen any new episodes in a long time.
No, that slot on Tuesday night on NBC had been filled all season long so far by Canadian imports. One was called Transplant, the other one was called Nurses. So they kept the hospital vibe going. But this was one of the, you know, shows that was late in getting back in production. But as of this week, starting on Tuesdays, you will see New Amsterdam back. It's already been renewed for several more seasons. So this is definitely a player for NBC. They just didn't have new episodes to share. So you will see what the doctors of this hospital have been up to during the year of the pandemic. And in the first episode, a plane crashes into the East River. So it is hectic business as usual for those doctors of New Amsterdam. So little by little, the schedule is beginning to look normal, probably just about in time for May to happen, and the season's over.
That is Matt Rausch of TV Guide Magazine joining us on KMOX.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.